You're listening to TFP, The Fan's Perspective.
Yeah. I ain't your average rapper residing in Calabasas, mashing the Aston through Malagasy and Madagascar. Woo. I don't believe in your white Jesus and Last Suppers. I place value on brothers who never had justice. I am the black savage, Ollie informing and Zaya fighting for black magic. Rifles and flak jackets, mama was suicidal, papa had bad habits, product of true survival. Rocking like Black Sabbath, hopping about the Chevy, Pac Biggie Machiavelli, OG like Nas or Reggie, culture like Oxenbelly, Vogel like Akinelli, focus like Dr. Sebi. We did it your way, but now the culture is bopping to our Sinatra medley. I'm limitless energy, they gimmicks and imagery. Kendrick Cole and the Kennedy.
All right, all right.
Shit.
Still burning this shit down. They play this for like every intro, but
they know.
Royce is the problem. He wouldn't even sue us. He'd just come over here and probably shoot us. Shout out to Royce the 5'9". That
Let's
is
go.
Some killer shit. Thank you for tuning in. This is The Fan's Perspective, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Charlie Tricks, and I'm here with my brother.
Remy Say, what's good, everybody?
And we got my man.
It's your boy, John Boom, pow, pow.
John Boom's in the building.
You know.
February 27th, a beautiful Saturday.
You know.
It's been a while. We're happy to be back. Let's go. How you boys feeling
before we set the show up? Feeling good. Happy Sabado, everybody. Happy Dominican Independence Day to all my Dominicans. You know, today's the day that we officially freed ourselves from Haiti in 1844, if you ain't know, man. So happy, go do it up, my Dominicans. Put your banners
Ooh,
up.
Shout out
do
to
the
DR.
Damn thing. Shout out to DR. Today, what's happening with you, Remy?
Chilling, man. It's been a good week. It's been a good February. It's my birthday month.
So, oh.
Yes, happy birthday to Remy Say.
Yep. You know it.
Nothing too exciting to report. I'm still trying to get my goddamn vaccination.
Yeah, don't forget.
So I could go out and
get
hang
your
out again.
Vaccinine.
Yeah, it was a good day today. Actually got to catch up with a couple of my old school boys. Mm-hmm. You know, the
78,
the OGs. Shout out Emilio, Ness, Lou.
Pow.
It was nice to catch up with everybody. I haven't seen everybody in so long, and everybody's just kind of doing their own thing, working, taking care of family, or
for
hibernating
sure.
and trying to stay clear of the bullshit mm-hmm. that's out there. But,
you know,
it was a beautiful day
for sure, man.
Let's set the show right off. One thing I wanted to talk about, obviously we can't not talk about it, is Joe Biden.
Oh, you wildin'.
We have a new president. It's been a very short time. What, not even 40 days yet. Are we already at his 40th day of presidency? We're right around the 40th
sir.
Day.
That's, yeah. That's right.
A little over.
Yeah, so we're right there. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of talk, but one of the funniest things I wanted to say or talk about on the show was the Trumpsters that are so worked up over this, or Trumpers, I should say, that are so worked up over this. It's funny because I have a lot of friends who on my timeline had heavy support for Trump.
For sure.
And, you know, I know we have a complete different opinion about basically what universe we live in. So I just don't really engage in it anymore. I just kind of let it go. But some of the funnier shit that I see is stuff like, how come you guys don't have all your banners on your yard anymore? Where's your Biden hats? And I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me?
The election's over?
The election ended.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Normal people put that shit away after the election.
Tuck it in.
He wasn't God. The people who did support him, and let me go on record to say I do not support Joe Biden. Fuck Joe Biden and fuck Donald Trump even harder than Joe Biden. So
this
is to be clear.
This is proudly the podcast of nihilism, political nihilism, where we think both Joe Biden and Donald Trump suck, just that Joe Biden sucks slightly less hard than Joe Biden.
Yeah, it's like third degree cancer versus fourth degree cancer.
Yeah,
That's all I see.
All trash. We'll get into it, but, you know.
But the funny thing is, the expectation that you, listen to me, Trump supporter, the expectation that you have that people should walk around with fucking bumper stickers and hats and fucking flags and put their yard signs up now and for the next 4 years? Are you kidding me? That's sick and weird.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do that, okay? We vote them in, they do their work, we leave it the fuck alone. That's that. Like, are you kidding me? You can participate actively in politics without acting like the president is your god and deity. I voted
for Joe Biden because I thought the chances of him doing a better job than Donald Trump were pretty high, and that was a low bar to clear. It's not any type of deification.
Yeah.
We don't need to build a golden statue of him like that weird-ass Donald Trump. That was some Trump weird.
You saw that CPAC shit? Was fucking weird.
I don't know what they're doing out there, man.
I got to show you a picture of the golden Trump statue, bro. Oh, it's insane.
Come on, man.
Check this out, John. Speaking of CPAC, and I'm just going to cause some controversy with this one, but it's already out there, I guess.
Yeah. Let them know.
The stage at CPAC that the Republicans were on was shaped like a Nazi symbol, not the swastika.
That they used to wear.
Yeah, what is going on out here, man? What's up, CPAC? You wildin' out, bro.
Yeah, so
yeah, they did some. It was some weird shit, that whole CPAC thing. That, but anyway, that stage setup. Speaking of, I just think it's gross incompetence. I don't think anybody would be dumb enough to be like, let's sneak on a old Nazi symbol. I just don't think they realize that their weird obsession.
Yeah, I think I'm giving it less credit. I think somebody back there knew exactly what they were doing.
Or it's a troll job, maybe. Either way, I just feel like somebody knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah, man.
That's not even, like, it's clear there's uniform pictures. So. But it's a weird thing.
Anyway, so, you know, there is no Biden worship the way there was Trump worship. That's just not going to happen. That's silly. It's ridiculous. That's how we look at it. And to see the people harping on, what has Biden done? Look, now here's the thing. Biden is just like Trump. He's behaving just like him. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, like a month ago, Biden was a socialist and a radical lefty.
Right,
just like Trump. Like, how the fuck did you make that joke?
Yeah, man.
Went from Joe Biden is going to cause a socialist meltdown and the destruction of the infrastructure of the United States. There will no longer be gender. Sports will be completely ruined, and the coming end of society is near. And then a month later, it's like, look at you fools. I can't believe you thought Joe Biden was going to give you a $15 minimum wage. And it's
before we talk about what started the talk was that Biden, in his like 36th or 39th day in office, did his first airstrike and bombed, was it Saudi Arabia? Syria.
At the border of Iraq and Syria.
He bombed at the border of Iraq and Syria.
Wallet now.
Supposedly it was retaliation for a civilian contractor death.
Well, they did some missile strikes from, I think it was the Iraqi Hezbollah. And so this was targeted at a ammunition run where they were transferring from one facility to another. 22 militiamen were murdered died. And three trucks of ammunition were destroyed. They also targeted facilities. So, like, they had a target, they picked it out, they fired on it. But the thing that makes this problematic to me is they did not get any type of congressional authority to do it. They just kind of went.
It just went crazy,
which is not how it traditionally is. It is the new normal. It's essentially becoming.
The problem is how long is traditional? Because I feel like, I don't know, we can go far back. Obama and Trump.
I think Obama
definitely
Trump.
Did not. I don't know if Bush. I'm not sure that Bush hadn't needed to worry because 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
And everybody was just like, "Yeah, we're going to war."
So everybody gave Bush the permission to kind of push these precedents, and then everybody after has just sort of been like, "That's cool. I'm going to do it too."
Yeah. So what we're talking about is that you need congressional approval to do shit like
this. To bomb people, you know, like
another country possibly starting a war, an act of war.
However you want to rationalize it, 22 people were killed by American weaponry, by American, you know, military.
American soldiers.
American soldiers. We put our soldiers out there to fire on them, and there's potential for retaliation at our soldiers, at our people. And there's, you know, there's a lot of things that could happen. So generally speaking, you would want more than just the president, one person, to make that choice. You want, you know, and yes, he has
old
a team.
Nigga at that.
He has the Defense Department, but ultimately, it's becoming an executive decision as opposed to what it was designed to be, which was Congress should be able to
yes,
have a say.
Yes, everybody
so,
involved.
So here's what happened. People, so Joe Biden opened up another camp that to house migrant children between ages of like 13 and 17 or something like that. And then he had his first airstrike, and then it just started to pour out. And the Republicans on my, at least on my timeline, went crazy. Like, look, he's got kids in cages. He's fucking bombing. You, this guy ended up being just like Trump. You guys got played. You're not getting your $15 an hour.
To which I say, no, no, no. You guys got played for panicking that he was the socialist destruction of the United States. I was always disappointed. I just knew he wasn't quite the asshole that Trump is. So whereas Trump put the migrant children in cages, now they're putting them in detention facilities that are slightly nicer to
it's
live
a cage.
In. It's still fucking detention. I still have a problem with it. I do not like it, and I will be open about I find it deeply problematic. I'm not just changing gears because Biden's doing it instead of Trump and because it's not quite as ugly as the cages.
And
they're
just
both
to be,
assholes.
Just to be clear,
Biden's a slightly better asshole than Trump was of an
exactly.
asshole.
Exactly. That's the point. Just to
cages
be clear.
Cages were AC's in.
Just to be clear, you...
So, Trump ahead, was dropping hella bombs, breaking records in 4 years compared to what anybody else dropped in
he
eight.
He beat Obama.
In 8 years of bombing for Obama, Trump topped all 8 years in four. And some people are like, yeah, cool, I don't like the bombing shit. So when Joe Biden drops his first airstrike without congressional approval, guess what? I have a problem with that too. But I'm not surprised. I wasn't the one panicking about a Joe Biden presidency. I was the one rolling my eyes and saying he's not quite as bad as Trump, so I'm going to pick the lesser of the
yeah.
two assholes.
And also exactly. what I was going to say, just to be clear, fucking...
least asshole or regular one?
Ah, yes.
Well, one of them is bleached and one of them is regular.
Exactly.
One of them
still
is
an asshole.
Spray
what is your
tanned.
Preference?
One of them is spray tan. The other is bleached.
Okay, so we got a third option.
Hold on. But anyway.
But they're all assholes.
Exactly.
So for you people saying anyone got played, listen, you're out here now saying that, look, Biden was doing the same shit Trump was doing. Well, shouldn't that make you happy?
Weren't you a big fan of Trump?
You were saying that this guy was a radical lefty and a socialist.
I guess
you know that
Biden's
every Democrat ever running gets called a socialist. But either you motherfuckers have no idea what socialism is, or you're just waiting for like Che and fucking and Fidel to swim up on shore with Uzis or something like Fidel,
literally,
like a
Hugo
fucking
Chavez rising from the grave exactly. and Mao, the ghost
like,
of Mao
just
on
like,
his shoulder.
What era do you think we're in? You know, like get over yourself. Fucking ridiculous.
So, but I do want to talk about the promises Joe Biden hasn't kept up on his.
Whoa,
end, because
like
he did
most
make
a lot.
The $15 minimum wage,
which is
the $2,000.
Which just to be, let me just finish that thought. Was just that. You called him this radical lefty guy, a socialist. We kept laughing at that thought, thinking you were crazy for even thinking that. This guy's the most right-wing Democrat you have. You should be lucky that he's the one in office because he's going to keep it as close to Trump's policies as possible. And if you were following politics for anything longer than Trump, you would know that.
If it was Bernie Sanders, they'd have a heart attack. Then
yes.
they'd start to feel the
You'd
benefits.
You'd be burning every building.
They'd
every
start to
building.
Feel the benefits, and then they'd all of a sudden be like, oh,
yeah.
man, this is great.
Until all of a sudden your life was better.
Yeah, exactly. But so there was the aspect of Joe Biden making certain promises that were left-leaning. They weren't the most progressive promises by any means. But he did make promises, and we wanted to get him on the record for those so that we could hold him to them.
Yes.
That was what the left was gunning for. But there was always skepticism about it because we always knew Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema could try to tank these sorts of things. And Joe Biden has used the congressional procedure as an excuse not to do certain things.
Okay.
That includes the $15 minimum wage.
Okay.
So to speak on the $15 minimum wage real quick, I just want to point out.
We need that 15,
about,
man.
By polling, 67% of Americans support raising the minimum wage to $15. But if they try to pass a bill, an individual bill for the $15 minimum wage,
or
it can be filibustered by the Republicans, and then just 41 Republicans can block it. They represent 21% of the country. More than almost 70% of the country wants this, but people representing 21% can block it. So to try and get it passed, we were trying to use a process called reconciliation, which would have put it in a budget bill, a bigger budget bill.
Okay.
Now, what Biden did was say, okay, well, we want to get the parliamentarian to give us a recommendation, and we're going to do whatever the parliamentarian says based on old precedents, right?
A lot of long words. Say that one more time with the
parliamentarian.
Okay, well, what are those?
So that is basically somebody who looks at the legality, like reads the rules and tries to say, does this fit or not fit?
Gotcha.
So is it germane to the procedure?
He is not the boss of this. He doesn't have the final say. He makes a recommendation, and then the vice president, who is actually the president of Congress,
right,
gets to have final say.
Kamala Harris?
Yes. Kamala Harris gets to make the choice of whether or not $15 minimum wage goes into reconciliation.
Okay.
And there is history of the vice president ignoring what the parliamentarian says.
There's also history of the Republican Party firing that parliamentarian.
When Bush wanted to pass tax cuts.
That's a tough job.
Yeah, so when Bush wanted to pass tax cuts, the parliamentarian said that can't fit in reconciliation. So Bush went fucking Trump on him and was like, you're fired. Brought someone else in that was like, yeah, you can put it in there. And then they did it. So there are ways around this. But Joe Biden is like, my hands are tied. Can't give you that $15 minimum wage that I promised all along the way. Even though it actually falls into Kamala Harris's hands, there are other ways around it. He's just using procedure as an excuse not to do something, which I'd like to point out. We just talked about an airstrike where Biden completely ignored tradition and procedure and precedent of.
So this is the point for, you know, when I was addressing like Republicans asking why we don't worship Biden. Listen, bro, if you follow politics, you expected this shit. You know Biden ain't following through with this. Who is confused that a politician lied? Biden is the second most lying politician to Trump. Only Trump has lied more than him in recorded history. So it's ridiculous.
And just, can we talk about how the narrative changed so much from the Democratic primary to the Republican to going against Trump? Because he went up against, when he went up against Trump, it was like, he's the socialist. Oh, my God. They're going to bring about the Marxist revolution. And Kamala Harris is a spy and going to sneak in power. It was insane, right? But actually, when Biden was running against Bernie Sanders as the number two person, and, you know, Elizabeth Warren was in the top five with, what's his name, Buttigieg and Klobuchar.
Buttigieg.
Right? When they were running, Biden was seen as the safe choice because he's so milquetoast, because he's so, like, not threatening that everybody was like, listen, Bernie's going to scare people. He's too radical. Biden's not radical to anybody. You'd have to be crazy to believe that Biden would be radical. That was what won him the Democratic primaries, was that type of argument. And now we're living in a society where they're like, you guys thought he was going to ping the Marxist revolution.
It's the same shit they always do. Come up with some stupid ass logic, then turn around and flip it. Act like you knew this was going to happen and the other side thought that. No, sorry.
Ain't that what politics though is, right? You know, arguing back and forth. People always doing the damn thing and not doing it right.
Yeah, but normally people have some kind of baseline.
There's like a logic.
We can both get online with, and it just doesn't seem to exist anymore. It's like, you know, the sky is red, and that's all you're gonna believe, regardless.
If I repeat it enough times, enough people will believe me.
Okay, goddamn.
All right, listen. I know that was hot and heavy.
Ooh.
So let's take a moment here. Pow. We're going to jump off the line for a second.
Yes.
Before we go, I just want to reiterate the theme. They're both assholes. One asshole is slightly less bad. That's it.
Bleach, yes, and
one
regular.
One is
tanned.
One is loose. One is loose and shitty. All right. We'll catch y'all back in a minute. Stay tuned.
I'll beat a nigga ass like his older brother. Like he stole something. You would know it all, wanna know something. If you ever disrespect, we gotta throw something. Polish and debonair, forever fair is my demeanor. But match, turn the flame when you pour on gasolina. All that disrespect got me a little hot like Valentine.
guarantee I handle my shit. Unanimous victory. Looking at our history, it's a sick story. And they push a line and tell us not to be violent. A crime is to deny people and keep them silent. I've been living on the margins, eating leftovers out of container.
You're listening to TFP, the fan's perspective.
Hey, baby, bring me something to drink in here. Let me sit down and watch a little TV.
Yo, they coming. It's crazy, but I know it. They're coming. Maybe not lately. I feel it coming. I know it. They're coming.
This just it, President. I guarantee.
You're listening to TFP, the fan's perspective.
Only the Lord can save. $5.99, no obligation.
Let me start the rock this microphone.
Now the polar bear hibernates.
And what was going through your mind by now?
Look at these weak MCs getting G's. Never wore BVDs or even bell-bottom D's. Please, with these fantasies about you selling keys. When you know you bees in front of TVs eating grilled cheese. On your knees, you know my steez. Chris is
yes,
with
sir.
These
I'm back in it. Like welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The fans' perspective in the house.
Sabado.
So one of the topics that we wanted to discuss, and I personally wanted to bring up, now this is not going to be a full story because there's more to the beginning and there's more to the ass end, but this piece I really like. So Austin City, in Texas, Austin, Texas, approves the purchase of a hotel to house homeless despite the backlash. This is a title in the Austin American Statesman paper, so let me just give you some of the information about it. The Austin City Council agreed to purchase a motel in Northwest Austin to house people experiencing homelessness, despite criticism from neighbors who didn't like the city's plans for the property. The motel, it's Caldwell Suites, will cost the city $9.5 million. So here's the thing about this story. This isn't the first time they've done this. They purchased this hotel to pull people off, homeless people off of the street, specifically those tent cities that they were working on. But just a little further, the items first appeared on last week's agenda, but the city council delayed voting on it to give the new council member, Mackenzie Kelly, a chance to review the plan and meet with the nearby homeowners and business owners as well. On Thursday, Kelly requested another delay, asking to postpone the vote until August 31st, a date Williamson County commissioners had also requested. The property is located, in Austin. No other council members agreed with Kelly. And just to be clear, Kelly's the only Republican member on the council. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is Democrat. So they pushed the vote up to this Thursday. Ultimately, the vote passed. There's a few things about this. They're working on purchasing another hotel even after this, but this specific site would be the fourth one that they've purchased in this area. And the reason I wanted to talk about this topic was because this was something that has been spoken about a lot, at least from my circles. And these hotel purchases, like one of these specific hotels, it's not a ton of people. It holds 44 people. It's going to house them indefinitely. This Austin, I don't think, is the only place doing it. There's a couple other cities trying the same method. But this is a way of spending a few million dollars to get homeless people off of the street and provide some basic needs and necessities for them.
I'd say it's a much better investment than when they decide to lay out spikes so that the homeless people can't sleep in a place.
They spend money to make
the homeless uncomfortable rather than, you know, let's get them a home, roof over their head and a social worker to help them. That has proven successful in multiple programs. Now, this one, I don't think we got the returns on, if there's efficiency. But so I think it's too early because they're still doing the purchasing.
We don't have the reports on how – I don't have it. I don't have it. And this is brand new. So I don't have the reports on how successful it is other than to tell you that this is the fourth hotel/motel that they've purchased to do this. And a lot of the goal seems to be to get rid of those tent cities. Now, what's the cost analysis? That's where we're going with.
Right, right. So before we get to the cost, I got a question about the housing of the homeless and how they're going to house them now. Mm-hmm. Is it by just a gender? You know, you got a male housing, female housing, or are they all together split depending on, I guess, you know, what type of situation of homelessness they came about?
None of the reports that I've seen are that touching on the topic of, is this a male only section of the wing? Because obviously you would be relegated to that, you know.
Yeah, because
John's got to stay in the bar only.
This is my reason why I'm asking people. Allowed. You know, this is the reason why I'm asking, because, okay, the homeless, what is going to stop them for having
homeless
them
orgies?
Homeless orgies, yes.
Well, what do you think happens in tent cities? These dirty ass people are all going in on it?
Yeah, what I'm saying in the apartments, they got showers and stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be an upgrade from the
now,
living situation.
Do you think, do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing? Because I feel like if you wash your nuts, you wash your nana, and then
should
you guys are happy
people
now.
Not get laid, bro?
They should get laid.
No, that's
what
I'm saying.
If it's consensual,
of course.
If they mean now, oh damn, Stan.
Yeah, no.
You with a shave is hotter than
I
thought.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. The big orgy hotel. These homeless that going at it. Now we try to do something for the community, but now it's just big ass porn.
You know what? Is it a porn hotel?
Exactly, but we will find out when the details come in. But
well, I will tell you this: obviously, the first three hotels that they purchased didn't turn into porn motel.
Okay,
so they wanted to purchase a fourth, and they're working on a fifth.
Because you know they wouldn't be dropping $9 million if they were just opening up porn hotels.
Yeah, for that they just call
but just human nature.
They just call one of these, you know, already established porn sites, and they just work from there, you know.
The community want to know. I asked for the community.
All right. Well, the community is actually very upset that these hotels and motels are opening up because they believe.
So see how that question came.
It's going to bring down the community, the value of the property in their area. But the other flip side of it is we pay a ton in taxes when people go sick that don't have insurance. They end up in the hospital. We pay for the cops to go over there and do their thing, whether they're clearing them out, picking them up, or breaking up shit, or the ambulance drivers that got to go there and scoop them up when they get sick. The whole cost of their medical treatment, that's all coming out of taxpayer dollars anyway. So if this is a way to get them off the street,
safer,
and then not only provide just a roof over their head, but provide some sort of assistance mentally, psychologically, and also in how to get back to a normal lifestyle.
Back on their feet. And then instead of it being a drain or whatever they're thinking, it would actually be 44 more consumers, 44 more potential employees, and 44 more people that are buying
44
food,
more taxpayers.
Yeah, exactly, taxpayers. So you would have contributions coming from it. But I suppose people have the worst type of expectations in these situations, you know?
Yeah, I agree. So, Johnny, I don't know.
What's up, man? Yo, so transitioning right over to a situation in the same area of Houston, Texas.
Austin, Texas. But no, so speaking of Texas as a whole.
All of Texas.
Texas is not a whole. Texas, actually, there's a lot of conservative people there. But anyways, people, as you know, Texas was hit with a really bad winter storm. The article that I have dates back to February 19th, essentially, where Congressman of New York, you know what I'm saying, AOC, got word of it. And she right away with her team started working to raise money for some of these people that were homeless, power outages, and food, shelter, senior help, you know, all the different scenarios that happen down in Texas.
How much did she raise? $1,500?
No. She essentially raised, when this article first printed back in February 19th, it was $1 million she raised within 4 hours. of her posting and getting her team ready to go. Well, now it has escalated up to over 3 million. Is that right, Remy? About 3
million?
Well,
my last count as of February 26 was $5 million.
Exactly. So
where she was up to.
So essentially how fast
God
she...
Goddamn socialists.
Yeah, as fast as she raised
you
that
pull
up,
money to help that, Texans.
That $1 million of
they can pull
your homie,
up by
what's
the
his name? The actual governor, Ted Cruz, when he was out there in Mexico doing his sis tanning, eating enchiladas,
so
man.
Ted Cruz, that's, you know, Ted Cruz.
Supports
Republican.
Donald Trump's Mexicans are rapists.
Ran
guy.
For president.
Oh, he's a rapist too. Damn. Wildin'.
Ted Cruz, he saw the conditions in Texas were pretty bad. He was worried for his family. So they packed their things and they went to Mexico for a better life.
Yeah, crazy. During the first, what's the first winter storm in Texas since what?
It's the worst one. They're saying it's like a once in a lifetime, but that's also what they say about every major storm.
And they
now
were getting
because
warned.
Climate change is causing a lot more once in a lifetime storms to happen. So they were not prepared. Their power grid wasn't prepared for this, but they had been warned because although it has never gotten this cold, it had gotten cold enough before for that power grid to fail on more than one occasion. And in every review, it told them to winterize to be safe. And they just
shout out to AOC, man.
Well, listen, just speaking more on AOC, because that's where the topic was, because I can go in all day shitting on the people who are talking about fucking frozen wind turbines. Do some fucking research.
Yeah.
Fucking morons.
It's cold outside. Jesus. Put a jacket on.
13%
Jesus. Cold.
Right. But anyway, speaking more on AOC, from this is from the San Antonio .com information. This is one of the paragraphs they wrote. The New York congresswoman, who's often referred to as AOC, had raised $2 million in relief funds by the time she flew into Houston on Friday to join U.S. Rep. Sylvia Garcia in helping local organizations with food and water distribution. She also visited homes impacted by the weather crisis. By Sunday night, Ocasio-Cortez announced that relief funds surpassed $5 million, tweeting, "Charity can't replace policy, but solidarity is how we'll face climate change and build a better world." So, you know what? All you people who have so much shit to talk about her, who are voting, you're Republican, right? Ted Cruz is your guy. And you know where he went? Where he so said the rapists were coming from with your boy Trump. And guess what? He was chilling out in Cancun, which is so funny because a lot of these people go vacation in Mexico after talking shit about Mexicans. So I just find it hilarious. But anyway, AOC raised more money than your boy and helped out more people. Substantially, like in a physical way.
It wasn't just empty words. It wasn't, you could claim it's a political stunt, but a political stunt that raises $5 million for your state, I'll take it. Shit.
Well, it's not just it's for people in need.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm saying, like, for Texas, when they needed it, she showed up. That wasn't her constituency. You know, she represents that New York section. That she didn't have to do that. It wasn't like some politically expedient thing as far as her election prospects go, whether she wants to run for Senate, you know, in the future or not. But she did it, and she just did the right thing.
Shout out to AOC.
Pow! The best. The finest.
Oh my God, AOC is so stupid.
She's hot,
shut
man.
Shut up.
Haters, fucking man.
Pow!
All right, let's move to a more lighter note. I wanted to switch this up. I want to take a little trip back to memory lane. When we were in the early stages of this, and we were actually in the flow at that point, we did an episode about Chernobyl. And one of the things that, first of all, that whole thing was crazy. But there was a follow-up on that where we talked about wild dogs that were loose running in the area. So people had got evacuated. The dogs were left behind. They became wild dogs trying to fend for themselves. And a lot of them ended up surviving. And that was the really unique thing about the story. But they were also radioactive. And an organization went in and
cleaned them up,
picked these dogs up, cleaned them up, did whatever they had to do so they weren't radioactive, and started adopting them out. And that was a great story. But that's why we come to this story right now. There's a recent story showing pictures of dogs in Russia running around with blue fur.
Straight up.
I mean, not like joking, like a blue dog.
Smurfs.
Like looking like a dog Smurf. I'm sorry to laugh if it's something serious, but it doesn't appear to be. Let me talk about the story. The title is Russian Stray Dogs with Bright Colored Fur in these pictures. Seven dogs with blue fur were found roaming near a derelict glass facility in, I can't even pronounce this place, an industrial city in Russia. It's east of Moscow. The pictures went viral when local media reported the strange pack. You got to see these pictures. I wish it was on a video I'd show you. But the factory had been producing acrylic glass and Prussia acid. It's suspected that the dogs rolled around in powdered blue dye at the plant. On February 13th, the dogs were brought to a vet's clinic in that area where blood and feces samples were taken. Traces of Prussian blue dye were found in their fur. Russian media reports that the dogs appear healthy and are eating well.
So they're fine.
But there are still concerns that a toxic chemical such as copper sulfite might have caused the color change. Now, this is where the story gets even deeper. It's a little more wild.
Uh-oh.
On Thursday, several dogs with bright green fur were seen roaming around Podolsk.
Whoa.
It's another industrial town in south of Moscow. In this case, according to Moscow regional minister, the dogs were seen near an abandoned warehouse where sacks of powdered green paint had been stored. You can see the pictures.
So dogs just stay getting into green. Shit. Russian dogs are mischievous.
Vets have been examining.
How are you fucking with those dogs?
Yo, the vets have been examining these dogs too. The cause of their green fur has not been conclusively established, but in this case, the dogs appear quite healthy and friendly once again. Whatever caused the bright colored fur, the cases highlight the continuing risk from chemical pollution in Russia, which many old industrial plants partly from that are partly a legacy of communism. So the thing about this story is that they actually believe that the green fur dogs were a joke. Like a prank that some assholes played after they saw the blue dog fur story. Yeah.
Word.
But there's no conclusive evidence on either. I just thought
it could just be that Russian dogs are very heavy on, you know, exposing the untaken
Russian
care of infrastructure.
Russian dogs will sniff any line of coke they get in front of. They're just ready to
they're
go.
They're over here like, where
they're crackheads.
Popping acid.
They're surviving the radioactivity. They're surviving the radioactivity. They have totally different tastes than we know. And now they're out here glowing fur, the colors of the rainbow. Wait till they get superpowers.
If you survive Chernobyl radiation, you can survive. Well, you should
survive green fur. One of those motherfuckers is going to swim over here, save us from the Japanese murder hornets that we've covered in previous episodes.
Ooh.
Thought it was funny. We had to go back to this because we talked about the Chernobyl dogs. And then here we go in Russia again with dogs. And they're all colorful and shit now. So whatever you're doing over there, Russia, I don't know if I should say stop it or...
Yeah, you're wilding right out, though.
But the dogs appear to be healthy.
Would you rather have a green dog or a blue dog?
That's the question.
I don't know. Is a green dog going to look more toxic? Or is a blue dog going to look like...
Color green is it? Is it a forest green, light green?
It's a light green.
You guys are putting thought into this.
I'm
show
you
I
a picture.
Am totally Blue's Cluesing it up.
Look,
heavy,
this is the green.
Bro.
Oh, that's how you look
actually,
out there.
Actually, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, that's a nice little color
scheme. You got a minty green coat. I have changed
this
my
dog,
vote.
This dog, Labradoodle, has a mint green coat. And here's one of my blue dogs.
Yeah, blue looks a little bit more scarier. I don't know. Yeah.
Blue looks a little more toxic.
Yeah,
Avenger.
Looks like his neck is stretching from the blue.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, it's an interesting story.
Either way, adopt a Russian radioactive dog, everybody. You might get a colorful dog.
You might get a colorful
Maybe
dog.
Maybe he'll be blue.
You want to cut there for a sec? Let's, you know, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll get right back to you.
Do it.
Talk about some local shit.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about some local New Jersey, New York shit. Bobby Shmurda back. New Jersey legalizes weed.
Pow.
And New York expands capacity to 35%.
35.
We'll be right back.
You all ready?
Hold up. We fucked that whole outro up, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to bring it back because we have multiple shit playing. And I'm going to play this.
Dang, leave, hit the moonwalk. Getting MJ to your shoes, drive. Getting Tupac to your shoot cops. Just another black man. Every day, episode of Boondocks. And there's really nothing you could do about it. Play a throwback on the jukebox. Oh shit, oh six, OJ Guwap. Got me in the mood now. Hit it at the ballpark, different kind of heartthrob. I be trying to tell me it's a rolling, not a stopwatch. When you find the bottom, every shot a long shot. So don't try to tell me that it matter what I call God. I don't get that. Y'all be looking big mad, lying up and vivin' this whole like Sinbad. Stick it to my side like tip hat. You ain't strapped, better get strapped.
So come and follow me to the land. Because I love you. Take my hand.
This is TFP, the fan's perspective with Charlie Trix, Remy Say, and John B.
You know what time it is. Oh.
Sorry for the mix-up at the end of the last segment. Oh, we caught that quick.
Something for you suckers out there. It is sweet out here.
Just that smooth shit.
I'm your mama, I'm your daddy, I'm that nigga in the alley. I'm your doctor when in need. Want some coke, have some weed. You know me, I'm your friend, your main boy, thick and thin. I'm your pusher man.
Oh, pusher man.
Yes.
I'm your pusher man.
Yes, 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 yo. And you know what? It's always fun when we get to this point in
yes,
the show.
Sir. That's smoother.
Because we're feeling a little nicer and things are a little lighter. And that is the way we want to go for this segment.
Let's go. Sabado
style. The
fans
perspective, baby. Charlie Trix, John Boomin, Remy Say.
Yep. Sex.
All right. Let's talk about it. What are we doing here? Are we doing... Oh, you know what? We talked a lot of heavy shit tonight.
Mm-hmm. Politics.
So for this segment, AOC. We're going to be a little... more fun and lighter.
Yep.
Shout out to Quick Channel. Love quickest. You guys.
Out there doing a thing.
Quick reviews.
The quickest, man.
You know, they keep switching their name up. So
format.
Quick fast.
For whatever. We're with you. And back we understand. Alley,
we're following. We know.
We're switching our shit up quickie. Too. So we understand what you're going through because we're trying to sort our shit out too.
You dig.
But. Shout out to the fellas.
Yes.
They were some of our original guests and people we appreciated having on the show.
Movie
Hyman,
reviews.
Tyler, you guys are awesome. Keep doing. Don't give up on that bullshit.
All the way.
Yo, so what's up, John? Boom, let me say, what are we doing?
Yo, we doing new attractions. New attractions are coming out, man.
Movies.
Speaking of Quick Channel.
Speaking of Quick Channel, we're talking movies, fellas. This time, we got a couple movies that we want to discuss back to
anticipated.
Back. That I think you guys will like. Coming to America, part two.
Yes.
And coming to the number two.
Oh,
America.
Ooh,
and the
March
new
5th.
Mortal Kombat.
Prime
I think
video.
I cheered up a little bit during the new Mortal Kombat preview.
Oh, that as well.
The trailer. I like.
Very hyped.
Feels
for that.
Real.
I was tearing and then it froze because Sub-Zero was so cold.
Yeah. Oh, bars.
Taking Jax's arms.
Taking Jax's arms, man. And I was watching the rewatch behind the director going over the trailer. And he was saying, like, they wanted to capture, like, Sub-Zero at, like, his ultimate point. Mm-hmm. And give you, his ultimate, like, finesse of his powers. And
prime.
Taking Jax's, let me say what I said. And I'm going to keep saying it because that's what I want to hear because I said it. All right. Yeah, no, Latinos. Yeah.
Daniel!
But anyways, bro, the trailer is crazy. It looks authentic as hell.
Yeah.
Scorpion looks authentic, and they're going to give you a little bio behind each of the character, which is going to be great. Now, highly anticipated.
I do have one complaint. They threw in some random new guy.
Yeah, and then he had an explanation for that. He said because Mortal Kombat always introduces new characters anyways, so this is like keeping that type of authentic background of it.
Okay.
My problem with that is Mortal Kombat's got like 150 right? characters, so they could have given that spot to any of those other characters, and I would be happy because there's so many dope characters.
Hopefully there's a nice story behind the character. That's what I'm anticipating.
Yeah. Let me just say this.
To capture you as a new character.
Like Exactly. Let me just say this. I haven't played it much. I probably played it twice. But the most fun I've had playing the most recent Mortal Kombat game was being Rambo.
Oh, okay.
Or Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Terminator. Exactly.
Terminator. Or what's the other one? Who was the other one?
RoboCop. Mortal Kombat.
That's oh, my crazy. God. Those are three characters. Do you guys understand what we're saying? In the new Mortal Kombat, as a character, you can be Rambo, the Terminator, or RoboCop. And they all have special moves and finishing fatalities. That is absurd. That is crazy.
You can put John Boom, too. He's a character. $4.99.
John Boom, you know, he
just grabs you by the ass.
And then your ass falls out.
Yeah, that's it.
It's another one of them nasty joints.
Yes.
That's how it goes.
That's how it is.
That song plays
fatality.
During the
fatality.
Fatality. And John Boom's fatality is two fingers.
Oh, two fingers of death. You see it, man.
John Boom's got the two fingers of death fatality. You know what? Just for shits and giggles, let's bring back the out of line. If you could randomly put somebody out of line tonight, and we go back as a freestyle. Does anybody have somebody? I could put something out.
I got something that's out of line. Yeah. It's a little bit more serious, but I don't know. You know who's out of line? The fucking school bus driver that ran over that fucking child in the Bronx, man. You fucking crazy, you son of a
John,
bitch.
John, that's really deep.
I know, but that's real. Fuck you.
Yeah.
So, look both ways, bitch.
School bus driver?
Yes.
You? Are out of line.
Yeah, it's another one of them nasty joints. FJ, J Bone, two fingers in your ass.
You asked for it.
You know what I'm saying?
You got
Shut
it.
Shut up and listen to
two fingers fatality.
We're back.
Yeah.
Right.
Swinging. The Mortal Kombat's gonna be great.
Okay, so I got a little bit of an intro to this one. Zlatan Ibrahimovic is a famous soccer player from Europe who recently was asked about LeBron James, and he said he's a fantastic player, but I wish he would just stick to what he's good at and not talk politics. LeBron James responded by talking about the school he's opened, which has 300 plus students. It's really dope. And some of the other activism he's been involved with, and said, I do my homework. Plus, Ibrahimovic himself has complained about racism in Sweden, so he's not even being honest here. You know, like, played him. But who's out of line here is a bunch of people are like trying to dunk on LeBron because he didn't step up and speak up during the Hong Kong protests, which to me is dumb. We don't need to virtue signal that way. We don't need to do that type of bullshit and try to dunk on somebody who's actually talking about real progressive action that he's taken. The man is open to school. He really is trying to be involved in this stuff, and we should support that and try to get him to expand without trying to make it a moment about us and us being able to dunk on him for something for one of his mistakes or something that we could hopefully educate him on in the future. So to everybody that thought that was a moment for them to get some shine, you are out of line.
Yeah.
It's another one of them nasty joints. FJ, J Bone, two fingers in your ass, girl. You know what I'm saying? Shut up and listen to a player talk.
All right. Yeah, baby. You know what we at with
for
it.
For myself, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I got to put the new president, Joe Biden,
Rio,
in the box.
Oh, damn.
Right off the bat.
Oh, Joe.
TFP, we're putting Joe Biden in the box. On his 36th day of presidency, Joe Biden bombed Syria.
Wilding now.
Gave up on the $15 minimum wage.
Wilding now.
And didn't send out survival checks.
Come on, man.
To the millions of people going hungry.
Oh, shit.
And that's direct from the Gravel Institute.
Oh.
Joe Biden, you are out of line.
So better late than never on following through on promises, though. Phil Murphy did finally get legalized.
Let's go, Big Phil.
Marijuana passed in Jersey.
Yes, he did. And you know what? This is the funny thing about governors, right?
Governor John
most Bull. Of the people that I see as like right wing support immediately jumped on Murphy as a hater. Like it was like his inauguration day, and it was like, you're guilty, and they fucking hated him immediately. So I was thinking, damn, we just got off of 8 years of Christie, which sucked massive cock. He got caught in all sorts of you know, crazy
stuck
shit.
In that stupid ass traffic. Fuck you.
I was like, crossing the bridge during his fucking bridge gate. You know what? And like, so to live through that
2 hour ass ride,
to watch us get rewarded for the fucking Meadowlands swamp, billions of dollars, and then have it reduced by fucking Christie and you know, just the whole way it went down. It's just to watch that. To look at him pull that bullshit with the bridge and the traffic, I just don't understand.
Chilling on the beach with his family while the beaches were closed.
Yes, like I get that Murphy's not great, but I'm just curious. Like, are you saying Murphy sucks and you'd prefer to go back to the Republican agenda? Or are you saying Murphy sucks and we need somebody better as a whole?
I'm
what
you
saying?
Think.
What if they saying?
I'm trying to steel man it.
Which hole do you want?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Hey.
But is there anything that Christie did or passed that I think is at the level of Phil Murphy just legalized marijuana, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, did he? Did you bacon eating son of a bitch?
But the same people Murphy... They hate legalizing marijuana. Some of the smokers I know who fucking hate fucking you know
Ricky Martin CDs.
Well, it's just they can't give a problem. They can't give props. You know, you can't give props what props are due. And the bottom line is, like, even for police officers, this should be a burden lifted.
Yes.
Like, you no longer have to stop for this garbage.
Right, man.
Right.
Come on.
You know,
like,
Jersey City,
do you really
want to
be
benefit
stopping
a lot,
for some dude smoking a joint when you know you've been at a million college parties? You probably smoked fucking 10 joints yourself.
And here's something I assume it's in it because that was a big debate point early in this. And I'm guessing that they got past it by going the right direction, but I'll have to double check this. But I'm assuming they're going to be expunging records for marijuana offenses.
It's over.
If that's not in it, I'll be pretty pissed off. That's like ridiculous, but that is really helpful for a bunch of people who have to mark off something on their criminal records. You know what I mean? Because we know that people have a hard time getting a job with that box checked. So for something as small as a marijuana offense, that's like a super beneficial thing.
Hell
it's
yeah, man!
Better
for
society, in my
let's get it
to my mind.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's the thing we also talked about earlier. What was minor offenses? You know, that broken window policy, and you know, not to get too deep into it, but the fact is that legalizing weed means cops don't have to waste their time with that bullshit.
Yeah.
And then they can focus on maybe some more egregious crimes, some more horrible things that happen, and put their resources where they're needed more, rather than little fucking whoever who had, you know, two dime bags on him. Even had fucking...
Yeah, man, come
on.
He
had 10 dime bags on him. He was selling them on...
10? Who gets dime bags anyway?
Stop. Like, you know what? Non-violent crimes, you know,
exactly,
should have a whole
cops can focus more on these
non-violent units,
these homeless orgies that are happening in North Jersey. You know what I'm saying?
What
North Jersey shouldn't
the
have
homeless
orgies.
How many homeless orgies
in North Jersey?
Say the truth.
Two.
Tell the truth.
How many homeless
just
stores?
Two. I went to the first one. It was a good experience. Second one was okay.
Jersey.
That's when I stopped.
In Jersey.
In Jersey.
All right. Just two, man.
But tell the truth. How many homeless stores have you been to?
People, you know, I know we're joking, but there's a situation, man. It's like climate change. You know what I'm saying? People, it's out there. If people don't
stop denying it.
Stop denying it.
It's happening. It's coming
look
around.
Look what happened to Houston. You know, we're not laughing, but
to a neighborhood near you.
It's happening out there.
But what happened to Whitney Houston could happen to Princess
Jesus
Diana.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Yeah, well, hey. I
don't know. That one.
Thought that's the way he was going.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, anyways, 35% of in New York indoor dining.
Okay, that was rude and obnoxious. I apologize to my listeners. We were just
joking. Yeah,
mocking.
But you know how we're going.
You know how obnoxious we can be.
Stay the focus on the homeless orgies.
All right.
That no one knows.
What is it? I don't know about the home. You know what? Never mind. We're going to skip over the homeless thing that John's talking about, and we're going to go right to New York New York is expanding their capacity for dining and restaurants and bars and whatever.
Yes. 35%.
35%.
Wait for that 69% to go up to.
So, Johnny.
Yo, I just wanted to, you know, just give a little story about someone that started a small business from their house, essentially making meals, promoting it on Instagram, making custom meals for people that when before the pandemic came across, the restaurant was blowing up. So, like, the pandemic, the COVID-19 situation halted it, brought it back to the essentials of how the business started, was from home, making the meals, and it still was popping during the COVID situation.
Did you say making the meals?
Making the meals, cooking it up, keeping it real. And was even helping out the homeless during the situation. And I think when a person takes that type of responsibility on, now that it has increased to 35%, she was able to reopen up her restaurant and business is booming. So I'm just happy that a business that kind of got affected by the COVID situation, but was able to stay up in the game, is benefiting a lot from the 35% or more indoor dining situation. So shout out to La Cocina de Yala in the Bronx.
Able to
shout it out,
keep going. And here's the thing, as the vaccine distribution continues to increase, we'll be able to see capacity increase. It's like a normal, obvious thing that some people have trouble understanding, but you know, it's pretty simple. More people vaccinated, we get closer to herd immunity. More people
Can I just jump in real quick? And just now that you said that and you sparked my mind on this, there were some people who were confused about the projection or prediction that sometime around April, the numbers were going to be completely died down and we were going to sort of look a lot better.
Which is still a little premature now that we...
That's fine, but I'm just saying there were some people in that category. And I just want to say that wait, like 6, 7, 8 months ago, you can go back almost a year ago at this point, there were reports saying that we would die down around April of 2021.
As the vaccinations.
And I just want to say, like, it is so funny that, like, I am not doing anything special, man. I'm using a search bar, you know? Yeah, okay, that's kind of a lie.
Yeah.
So I work in a research science department, so that's, I do have a little more access. That's
fine. Do know
fine.
Where to look.
I know where to look and how to look, so that helps. But
right on.
I've also been looking for a long time, but I'm saying what my point is that what I'm talking about is not special, super scientific, secret service, fucking classified information only. You know, like, I'm just telling you about regular shit, man.
Yeah,
and
just gotta dig
there
in,
were
research.
Reports from March, April, May, and most recently September and October that all confirmed that sometime around April or the spring going into June,
that's
we probably
wings.
Have a massive
shout out
drop.
To the chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
But, oh, shit. Hold on. Let's Charlie do this. Too. You want to take a drink? Let's take a
little break. Intermission.
We just got some chicken delivered. Charlie's going crazy. That's our dog. So we're going to take a quick break And we'll come right back in for the outro.
Yep, yep.
Okay, we got cut off a little bit right there.
Yeah.
Because Charlie was going crazy. But anyway, bringing it right back. Let's pick it up. Who's got something they want to
talk? Oh, but I was going to say that, like...
what time it is.
We back? You look back at...
Yeah.
What the... when they were doing these predictions and them calling certain dates and stuff, now people try to look back at that like it's a conspiracy and it was all planned. And it's like, no... They're just really good at these sorts of projections. And they're even off a little bit because they weren't expecting these new strains.
Yeah, but the thing is that they... my point is that they predicted around this time
that was going to be
what's going on. And now all of a sudden you figure some special shit out? What are you talking about? Like, I have reports from fucking last year that say around this time. What did you figure out?
Yeah.
They're like, we know Joe Biden got in office and therefore it was going to...
What the fuck?
No, really? I can literally point you to an article from Stat News.
Can we get real?
Came out last year. Yeah, man. Predicting this. God. But
it's like saying Drake is better than the Black Thought.
Somebody tried to say that on Twitter, and that was trending.
John, you start a whole fucking chill.
Come on.
Another 10 minutes of us going in. But
six.
But yeah, I just think, you know, it's one of those things where the vaccination efforts are looking good. They're going up. What's important to know about with the new strains is even with the new strains, it's looking like the vaccination stops the worst case scenarios, which are like hospitalization and, of course, death.
Yeah.
So if they can stop that part, we're moving in the right direction.
And
they're working on boosters. They're testing that stuff out. So everything's moving in a good direction, but there's a lot more data to be collected on that front. What's important is right now we need to get as many people vaccinated as possible because that gets us to that vaunted herd immunity threshold.
Let's
where
go.
We can reopen society comfortably for everybody. Mm-hmm. Businesses can thrive and everybody can be happy again.
Guys, go right back to doing what y'all be doing.
I keep telling you, consciousness over coochie, politics over punani.
Disgusting. You must be part of the cabal to go that route. I can't believe you. I mean... The fact is that...
This
whole thing is a hoax.
Yeah. At the end of the day, just know everybody, no matter what's going on, just know that Bobby Shmurda is home.
Bobby Shmurda's
Let's
free.
Go.
Oh,
out of 7 years.
Bobby Shmurda.
Back in never switched up.
Let's go there.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, can you drop a little Bobby Shmurda for the community so they know what's going on? If you know who Bobby Shmurda is, original king of New York, man.
The original.
You know,
the originals.
You know, hey, don't get involved in that right now, man. You don't want no buzz of that with these guys. No,
but Bobby Shmurda, he had a dope viral moment.
He was a real G in the streets, never snitched, never switched up, kept it real, did his time, came back out, accepted really well. You know what time it is.
And he starts his video rocking the Knicks fitted. Which
you know
I
it.
Fucks with. Let's go.
You know it. His hat is back.
Shout out to KFTV.
Pal, you know what time it is. I know what time it is. They all home, baby.
Jello Beats, holla at me.
And Chewy on some hot nigga.
Okay.
Like I talk to Shicey when I shot niggas.
What?
Like you seen him twirl, then he drop, nigga.
Wow.
And we keep the mind millies on my block, nigga.
What?
And Monte keep it on him, he done drop, nigga.
Oh, they really
and
did.
We be wildin', he some hot, nigga.
They are
Told
really that.
Told him to get busy with them clocks, nigga. Try to run down and you could catch a shot, nigga.
That's what happened.
Running through these checks till I pass out.
Pass out.
And shorty give me neck till I pass out.
Pass out.
I swear to God, all I do is cash out. And if you ain't a hoe, get up on my tripod.
Oh, let's go. There you go. There it is. Go.
Really never made no difference with the shit made. Jaja told me flip them packs and how to maintain. Get that money back and spend it on the same thing.
Whoa.
Shorty like the way that I ball out.
Ball out.
I be getting money till I fall out.
Fall out.
You talking cash, dog, I go all out. Shorty love the way that I floss out. Free greasy them, let all of my dogs out. Mama send no pussy cats inside my dog house. That's what got my daddy locked up in the dog pound.
This kid was like on the verge of real big success,
yes.
And it got cut off, you know, and it got cut off for an extended period of time, more than I feel was necessary.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah, he's home, baby.
I forgot we were recording.
It's over for Tekashi, man. That's what it does, man.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that's crazy. Bobby Smyrna. Jesus, he's home.
Tekashi, watch out.
You know, did you see the Tekashi documentary?
No, not yet, but I gotta see it, man.
I was explaining to Remy like the way it came across, and it was more,
and I kept going, it was bullshit.
It was very positive and in Tekashi's favor, you know, not as that he didn't do anything wrong, but as far as like
his behavior,
no, but him like coming up
makes him seem self-made.
It's just that he realized that I have to do something outlandish to get noticed.
Got you.
And he was willing to do it, you know, so like that kind of like, you know, like there was a certain thing, like there was things I didn't even know. Like he blew up overseas first.
Right on.
He went and some famous rapper, I forget where it was. They explained in the show, but it was some overseas spot, and there was a pretty decently known rapper.
Got you.
Who kind of took him under his wing, and then Tekashi went out there and just fucking blew it up, and then it was like a give and take. He gave that, since he got bigger, he gave that guy fame. But then when he came back, it was after he came back that he had like so much notoriety over there. They got notoriety over here. And so they go through this whole thing.
Right.
And then Remy's telling me like there's the whole another story behind that where it's something else. So like even with his look, like his hair, like it's him talking to his girl.
I mean, it makes sense, but he had no problem snitching.
His girl taking him to the shop over to get it dyed and done up. But then there's a whole nother story.
There's just so, like a lot of his image and style and rapping is manufactured by a team of people put that together.
Yeah.
And a lot of talented.
Like his latest club scene, like
him.
Since he's been out, you know, you see him in different places with a military army behind him. So what happened recently with the
military?
You know, recently, so what happened was two reggaeton artists spotted Tekashi out there in some club in Beverly Hills. Now, Faruko and El Alfa, so Faruko's telling the story. That's the reggaeton artist. He's like, yo, this is a place that I go to feel like I made it, like I'm fancy, like I'm a real artist, like I'm a superstar. It's that type of place, but it gives you like an urban hip hop vibe to it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, yo, El Alfa, which is a reggaeton artist that right now he's blowing up crazy. We're like, yo, we just got a banging. They have a banging song out right now is going crazy, and they're like, yo, let's go to this place, man. Like, you know, we fucking big dogs. Let's go fucking hang out. So they're chilling there, and they're like, yo, it's fucking Tekashi, bro.
Uh-huh.
Like they randomly spotted him, like, yo. So they're like, yo, from their point of view, they're what he's filming and directing. If you go on his Instagram, like he has a video of him. There's like so much security. There's cops outside. Like there's no way in this club any harm can happen to him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's out here. If you see it from his point of view of his Instagram, he's in the club. He's fucking acting doesn't like, matter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, they make sure that they station the security in a way that when the angle gets provided through Instagram, the security doesn't show up and it just shows the crowd.
Uh-huh.
It's all staged.
Yeah.
But they happen to witness it from another point of view.
So
not,
tell me they got the shots. Like, yeah. Can you see the pictures?
Yeah. Yeah.
Videos?
You can see the shot from it. So
it's so hilarious, bro.
You know, we'll get into that. But, you know, always fabricated, never underrated.
My guy got the backup all over the place. And
yeah, man. So now Bobby's back, man. So I know what he's going to do with him. Because them Bobby Schmurder boys is all real about that. That's why he was in prison.
I'm curious. I haven't seen if he's been interviewed or anything yet.
He has an interview right now.
Actually, I think he has.
But it's magazine. You know, they did it at some loft. You know, he just pretty much just goes over jail, what he's trying to do now and things like that.
Yeah,
but they
that's
do
what
have
I want to. Yeah, I want to
have a good interview on him,
man. You know. It sucks that happened right on the verse.
Oh yeah, on GQ. GQ.
Oh cool. Okay. I'm
saying that. Like he came out straight to GQ magazine, you know. So yeah, man. TFP baby. You know it's time to put it in the casket.
Yep.
All right.
Call it and go eat some chicken wings.
Yeah, chicken wings.
I think we got some chicken
Angus
wings
beef.
To go eat, so we're gonna call it a night.
Have a good time with this one.
Hopefully you enjoyed it. Things got a little out of hand as we went later into the night, which is usually what makes it feel just right.
Sexy.
Let's turn this up.
Indulge yourself in a TFP episode.
Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen.